Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanivo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We've been talking Praise about missions. And before missions, we were talking about evangelism. And after all that we have heard, somebody must be excited and enthusiastic about soul winning and missions. There are some people, when it's missions, when it's evangelism, they will say, when we come, they'll just tell us to win souls. Let me stay at home. Or let me go somewhere else. Because a lot of us believers, we seem to run away from soul winning, run away from missions. Because we are asking ourselves questions. When I go, what will I say? How will I do it? Me, I'm a very shy person. I believe that those of us who have been coming, there's been a shift and a change in our mindset. And we are ready to go forth and touch somebody's life. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We should be genuinely excited and happy. That God can use ordinary people like us to snatch somebody out of hell. It's a privilege,
Christ.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
This morning, I want to share with us, I don't know whether to add briefly, but I want to share with us briefly on Jesus' missionary journey. In fact, when the Lord gave me the topic, I said, I haven't heard anything.
First missionary journey, second missionary journey.
But I've not heard about Jesus' missionary journey. But you realize that Jesus is coming from heaven to this earth was a missionary trip. One of the things we say about mission, or one of the ways we describe missions, is leaving your usual location or your comfort zone and going somewhere else to share the gospel. So Jesus left heaven. He left his glory. He left his comfort zone. And he came to earth to share the gospel.
To bring the good news.
And there are two important things about Jesus' missionary trip. He didn't leave heaven and come down on earth for nothing. He didn't come for fun. He was not traveling to Dubai for a vacation. He intentionally left heaven and came to earth for a purpose. So Jesus came for a mission. And he came with a message. Somebody said Jesus came with a mission. And he came with a message. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And we also should realize that as born again children of God, we have remained on this earth for a mission. And God has given us a message. So we want to briefly look at Jesus' mission and his message. Now, when you look at Jesus' life on earth, even though his coming from heaven to earth was a missionary journey, while he was on earth, he was continuing the missionary journey. He grew up in Nazareth. Then he went to Galilee.
Judea.
Samaria.
Capernaum.
He kept on moving. One place to the other. There are times he will go I'm sure it was not too comfortable. Like he said, the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. But because people must hear the gospel, he decided that it doesn't matter how uncomfortable it is. It doesn't matter that I had to leave heaven. For the sake of these people, I'm ready to do anything. So he went from one place to the other, preaching the good news. And his journey continued by going onto the cross. He died on the cross. He was buried. But he continued his journey into hell for us. He went to hell to take our punishment so that you and I, when we believe in him, we will not have to take that punishment again. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It was all part of the missionary journey. Then he rose up again and went back to heaven. So you and I, as we go on missions, you realize that we are leaving our comfort zone.
Oh, say
we are going out there to preach the gospel. But when we are done, we will come back. Like Jesus went back.
Amen.
What was Jesus' mission?
Yes, Christ.
Luke chapter 19, verse 10. The Bible says the Son of Man has come.
Waba.
Can we do New King James? We'll be doing NLT somewhere along the line.
NLT, nah,
the Son of Man has come to seek
and
to save that which was lost. So what was his mission? Number one, to seek and to save. So he was coming to look for the lost. Time and again, Jesus mentioned that he was not coming for the righteous. He was not coming for those who felt they were okay. He was not coming for those who felt they didn't need him. He was coming to look for those who were not. Those who were not saved. Those who knew that they needed a savior. Those were the ones he was coming to look for. So a lot of times, you'll be talking with the Pharisees and the scribes, and they will make a comment. Then Jesus will give it to them and rebuke them and say, you people have become dull of hearing. Your hearts have become hardened. You are doing religion outside, but inside your heart there is a problem, because they were not ready to listen to him. So he was saying, I'm not coming for such people. It's true that I've come to everybody, but it is those who really know they are lost, those who know they need a savior. It is because of them I have come. And I've not just come to look at their faces and say how handsome you are, how beautiful you are, like some people do in their relationships. That's all they do. You meet the person and say, hey, you are beautiful. You're handsome. Oh, you are beautiful. That's not why he came. He came to look for them and to save them. That was Jesus' mission. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
John chapter 10, verse 10. What was Jesus' mission?
Yes, Christ.
What was Jesus' mission? In John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, the thief does not come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said,
yes, Christ,
the reason why I have come is that I might give them life, and they will have it more abundantly. In other words, Jesus was saying, I have come on earth to change the dynamics. I have come on earth to change some people's lives. Those who did not have life, I am coming to give them life, and I'm coming to give it in abundance. I'm coming to give them fullness of life. So in other words, what Jesus was saying was that having come to earth, having come to earth, ideally speaking, nobody should live a life of failure again. Ideally speaking, nobody should live in sickness and die. Ideally speaking, I am bringing the life of God that causes a person to succeed in every area of his life. He said, that is why I am coming. That is why I have come. That was Jesus' mission.
Yes, Christo,
to give us eternal life. And to give us the life of God. So that anybody who believes in him will receive that life of God. That life that cannot fail. That life that cannot be defeated. That life that cannot be sick. That life that will live in victory. That is why Jesus came. But a lot of times, many of us are not taking full advantage of the reason why he came. Because maybe we don't even know why he came. Or maybe we don't really believe what he's saying. We think that, Abrabo dear, how can you live life and you say that you will be living life in victory? It is possible that is why he came. And if we believe him and believe the
way,
we will see things changing in our lives from one level to the other. Because when you are a child of God, your life is a progressive one. That is why Jesus came to give us life that will have it in abundance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May the abundant life of Jesus begin to manifest in every area of your life. In your business. In your marriage. Among your children. And whatever you are doing. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
1 John chapter 3 verse 8. What was Jesus' mission?
You heard the woman out here, you know,
he didn't carry
Timians and he just bunk room.
He ain't no buy.
You heard the woman out here, they didn't carry no Timians and he just bunk watch.
The Bible says, he who sins is of the devil. Somebody say,
oosh.
That is not where my focus is. But the Bible says, he who sins, or he who continues practicing sin, is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. What the Bible is saying is that the devil has sinned from the beginning. And anybody who is a child of God does not have that sin nature in him anymore. So he doesn't make a practice of sinning. You may find yourself doing the wrong thing, but it is not your lifestyle. It is not something you are happy with. It is not something you just sit down and say, so it doesn't really matter. No. Because the Bible is saying, the reason why Jesus came was to destroy the works of the devil. He was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. He was manifest to destroy the power of sin over your life.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
So once that has been destroyed over your life, you cannot feel comfortable in sin.
To me,
it is not your nature anymore. Praise the Lord. It is not your nature anymore. It is like expecting a goat to hop like a frog. The frog has too long legs. Have you seen a goat? Okay, goats cry. Sometimes they try to skip a little. But let's say a lizard or a snake. They don't have those long legs. You see, a frog can bend down like this. And land over there. Because that is how it was made. That is his nature. So you can't expect a snake to do the same thing. And you can't expect a frog to also move like that. That is not his nature. So Jesus came.
Yes, Christopher.
So that sin nature will be broken. Be broken over our lives. So instead of loving sin, we love righteousness.
Yeah, nobody.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
That is why Jesus came.
And nothing like Yes, Christopher.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We are still talking about Jesus' mission. John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Verse 16 is common. We all know John 3:16. But today I've dodged you. Verse 17. It says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So why did Jesus come? Not to condemn the world. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So he didn't come to look at us and say that, hey, bad boy, bad girl.
You are very bad
boy. You are going to hell. The fire is very hot there. And when you go there, nobody else can save you. Bad boy, you are condemned. The other day, you did this. You told them,
oh,
you are finished. That's not what he came to do. He didn't come and say we are finished. He knew that he was coming to sinners,
now,
but he was not coming to condemn us. That is amazing. Even the woman who was caught in adultery, she brought to Jesus. The Bible says the Pharisees were ready to stone this woman, because that was the law at that time. After the end of everything, we will not go into details. Jesus asked her, has no man condemned you? She said, no, Lord.
Then Jesus said, Yes, Christ will say,
neither do I condemn
me
you. Because he didn't come to condemn
us.
If he came to shout at us, you if you people had behaved, or if Adam had behaved, and we didn't inherit that same nature, but that is not how he came.
He didn't come
to condemn the world. He came that the world through him might be saved. The world through him. He came for everybody in this world. The sad thing is that even though he came for everybody, it's not everybody who wanted him. Up till now, it's not everybody who wants.
And you will be on the
sometimes we preach.
You are a cancer panel,
and the person doesn't want to hear the word.
See, boss said,
don't come to me. They even start sacking you before you get there.
The Bible can see your neighbor.
Other times you preach, and they reject the message. But he came to save the whole world. If he came to save the whole world, why should some people go to hell without salvation? It's just like after service today, I sent Pastor Eric. He's got some special watch
base.
And I give him money and I said, Pastor Eric, buy watch for the whole church. And then I tell you people that, hey, I've bought watch for everybody. So everybody should go down. You will be surprised that some people will not say, go for it. Somebody will say, I don't like watching. I've never liked things that they mix. You know, Reverend Eastwood, Anaba said sometimes that the food God doesn't like is watching. Because it is a mixture.
The rice
is mixed with the beans.
Yeah, the beans are fra.
And he was saying that.
Na no kase.
when the children of Israel were leaving Egypt,
Israel man who free Misri,
the Bible says a mixed multitude went with them. People who had been born to both Egyptians and Israelites,
Israel for Misri for way free heavy free her.
They were the ones who started their complaints in the wilderness.
What they fit here say we know.
Why have we left teaching? Why have we left the talking? But why have we left the
talking?
So you'll be surprised. Some people will say, oh, me, watch it, I don't like it. Or somebody will say, ah, they bought it from the street. Me, I don't eat street food.
And we be cast me a mempedu and a ton of this a me, this a me, I'm here, medu.
You know, some people say I don't like street food.
Because
actually speaking, truly, truly speaking, only God knows what is in the thing.
No credit
by faith. Somebody visited somebody who sells food.
Obi
visited a person's house
Obi
one day. Fie,
that
said,
will be. Was
hey. Gata
there's a big gata there.
With flies and other
and
things.
Na,
roaming about the food.
And once they too far. Na
but you were not there.
And so now
it has been carried somewhere.
Or the akosi baby.
And we are all eating.
And I in aya to Obi send the money there. Obi ato and oto.
One of the ones I think is most dangerous is the fufu from outside.
Who any fufu?
Because me, I have seen people pounding fufu in choppers before. I say, ah.
Yeah, man, who say we want fufu or chopper?
You see some macho people.
Ma, Adiene, so
they are pounding the thing. Then they sweat, and then they are making some sound too. So only God knows what is
happening.
The fufu. And saliva.
Intini womu dada.
All kinds of things. Personally, I think the fufu outside is quite difficult. When you see the way they are pounding and everything is but you see, something that is provided free for people, you'll be surprised that there are some who have reasons for not taking it. And it's the same with salvation. It is free. Jesus came to save the whole world. But there are some
that
will refuse to receive this free gift. And that is one of the reasons why we go out. Pray. Share the gospel. And trust God that as we share, at least some will believe the word and come to know him. Can somebody say
amen?
So Jesus came not to condemn the world, yes, but to save the world. He came for you and I. And as he was leaving, he said that as he's leaving, he's handing the baton to us. I'm sure you know baton race. They hand the stick to one person. But have you realized that sometimes when they are doing it, somebody is pushing them. He's stretching his hand. Before you realize, the person is even running away with that baton. Sometimes it falls down. But Jesus has passed it on to
yes,
us.
Christ, what did you mean, dear?
So in John
20:21,
he said, peace be with you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
May the peace of God keep you.
Amen.
And your family. And your marriage.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes,
then he said, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. So Jesus has sent us.
Yes, Christ was smiling.
To also do what he came on earth to do. But like I said, sometimes people may not receive it. Even though it's a free gift.
You share
the gospel. Somebody says, how can it be so simple?
Ah,
I should just believe on the Lord Jesus. It's just too simple. Then you hear people saying things like, there are many ways to kill a cat. So you can get saved through this way, through that way. The message is simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Confess
him as your Lord. And you will be saved. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you share the gospel and then people say things like, okay, what you have said, Matipa, but I want to go and stop all my sins. And I'll come to church. And they say things like that. That you cannot stop sinning on your own. The man Jesus that is being presented to you is the one who has the power to overcome sin. So it is coming to him that he received the power to overcome sin. That
he
received the power to become saved. But sometimes people don't want to receive the man Jesus. They said, I don't want. It is just like, you know, sometimes when you have a child, there are some children here who like Eku juice. They come to our office.
Eku juice.
Because there's a box of it in the corner somewhere. So some of them walk into the office and they actually walk towards the box behind my chair. But you see, there are times when you are holding Eku juice. And maybe the mother is saying, come, grandma,
it's only Beji.
Then the child is shy or something.
I'm funny fairy or my
mission. They want the Eku juice, right?
They don't want to. And so once your papa jina want to, or papa even any to one person or be called fairy.
But the person is holding the Eku juice.
And she bakuni
cry. And he says, come for it.
Every cry, papa cry. So
koji
oh me pen. So
I say,
I saw my uncle bisa.
And sometimes that is what is happening to people.
And no, ebi owa enu na tunipa.
They said they want the salvation.
Was open kwajie.
But they don't want to come to the man Jesus.
And so on yeah, crowd so
that
Jesus.
You and I must trust God.
What me I say Jesus.
To be able to share the gospel.
Say Rebekah sempa no.
And cause people to understand.
E pusu ni panu enye mutia.
That Jesus is the only way.
Say Jesus Christ
only kwai. That Jesus is the only way.
No plan ni kwai.
That in him is the salvation that we are looking for.
And na kwajie wo hwe ni wo.
This message continues same time tomorrow.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Chrono and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com.
Call or WhatsApp SC Poetry Ventures on 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Poetry Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
Lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms: Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana; YouTube, GPM Ghana TV; Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries; Twitter at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420329 97. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you. We can't deliver you.